So I'll watch. I'll keep an eye out for him. Yeah, I'm listening to you. Right. What's up? You got from Daldama base to lines from Itma, three lines from the bottom. Till three lines on to Heyama base, three lines from the top. I say, or four lines, but till the Oima, four lines. So, yeah, that means what? Over there? Yes. Right, and which is the other to speak out is on which day is Rosh actually Rosh Hashanah? Right, because it's going to be the other way, it's going to go flip round though. Meaning later on, it's going to be the opposite, right? We're going to count the first day, keep the second day in Rava. It's good to speak out when you count the calendar day.
Yeah, sure.
Right. You really haven't brought Rebbe up from second into the picture yet. You're right. You're right. That is very Masuda. No, but you're right. I shouldn't have brought that in yet. It would lead to confusion, like the chabur you gave on, minag abusin b'yadinu. You don't bring in principles that haven't been brought in if you don't have to. Because you can't always assume that's the case. Yes.
So basically, we don't accept that's right. Right now, that's what they're doing. And therefore, what's there?
I'm going back to my feet.
Moshe Chaim still did not come. Very nice. Thank you. Nat, pleasure learning you. Great.
Okay.
We're starting from Itmar.
Itmar
on Dalad Ahmed base. Why do you go with it?
This is the second
case. Yisrael's free. You can fight over him whoever wants to. I'll tell you if he comes.
I'd rather go back
to the fine. If you feel you're
so good, fine.
Say this. Okay.
Rav says to him, by the day that it's younger or vice versa, it's also. Rav Yochanan says that if it's born, then it's material. So neighbor are. So maybe you want to say that Rav holds that the reason it's also in the fabric of
Oh, you went back to that one. Yes. Okay, good. Yes. Okay, good. Yes.
Maybe you're going to say one.
Right. Right.
See that in Aragon.
Right.
Rabbi Eliezer said it's two statements.
Right.
But it's two statements.
Right.
Ella.
He's the one who said it. Go back.
Rav.
Yeah, Rav, the one who's saying that.
Rav,
that's right, exactly, yeah. Well done.
Where it's one Kedusha.
Two Kedusha. Yes, right.
And I said, must be a hacker.
Supports what we see, but the argument is quite proof of PR. So these new obvious, it's a cough. Cough means like. It's like it. It's annoying. Cough means like. So it happens to be alright.
So like it says, it's a scribble by a springing hand, but no other travels are potent. The Yontif, it is way on from Shabbos, you can eat it on Yontif. The Yontif still held the Shabbos on the vice versa.
In this particular case, right Shabbos to Yontif, Yontif to Shabbos. Because the only reason to explain that we also from one day to the other is a chana. But that was the machlokes over here. We're all trying to say what's the machlokes of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So the people who prohibit are Beis Hillel, right? So when everyone first says the reason the Beis is also, they're because we go like Beis Hillel. That's what Rabba explained. The Chana the Rabba was what he used to explain why Beis Hillel says the egg is also.
And that's going further. The Chana the Rabba,
right,
is explaining.
Yes.
Explaining base.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, so that goes back to the book with a diet that must probably still have this left over with patient.
Oh, so let's speak that out here. So, and the only way that an egg could be offered from like Shabbos beyond the Yom Shabbos, two explanations, yeah? Right? Only because it's Shusha Akas or Hakon of the Rabbi.
Right.
But what are the other explanations for why they sell limits? Yeah, it's because of Mukta. Yeah, or because of Mashkin Shizavu or Peirus and Noishim. So none of those would apply. Because it was born yesterday. It doesn't affect the day after. So therefore it would be Mutter. So if we see that some prohibits from Shabbos to Yomta. No. A bait to Shinolda beyond the gospel, but it's Mutter the next day. Right, yes. It was off of yesterday, it's not off of today. So the only thing that's going to affect. Or yesterday was also today. It's going to drag us. Right.
Okay, fine. So that's good. So there's rice bring that screws
that's it. We did it. That's the end of proof. Alpha end for that. You could be marked end of proof.
That's proving that it's.
Yeah, because, right, the other. Yeah.
Okay, was this Rabbi Adaber? The host of Rabbi Adaber.
Yeah.
Kabbalay Hanapes. And then he had it in the end.
Uh-huh.
Beyond Shabbos, where the later
on going into Shabbos. Right.
Avala came in front, came to us, and
said, "Oh,
Rabu, what do you think? We took them now. They took them up, and then
you start. Right.
And even Rabbi Yochanan, he would only commit an egg if it was eaten on the next day.
Right.
So is it now
proof? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The you see, Muxa basically can't touch on the first day.
Tonight,
which we actually saw earlier.
After faith session, whether the egg
saved a lot of time.
So I said whether it's laid either it's laid,
yeah.
You can't move it,
right.
You can't use it to cover anything,
right. So that was approved. That was it. We just proved that it's booked on the first day.
Okay.
So we're done. We're finished with that bit as well. Basically, that was news.
Why are we bringing that?
No, because he said to him, he said, you understand that you can't eat it on the first day.
Yeah.
Because you just wanted to cook it. But you're not allowed. It's muksa.
Yeah. That's it. Why did you cook it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, and now we see another situation, the story.
No. Give me a second. Like what? The planets we're going to go up, so we're going to go over about like 7 minutes to nine. Yosef, Richard is going to be off. Yeah.
So that's fine. You are allowed to laugh.
For real, you're going to tell us when it's really 7 minutes to nine. I think I'm going to have off. We're going to have off. I know, because it's going to be. I'm thinking just because I was going to suggest having off maybe. No, then we'll just push it and just make one day. We'll give the we're on Tuesday. I want to propose to say 7 minutes to nine. Yosef starting, yeah. And I just wanted to say propose. Sorry for interrupting. To take tomorrow off because it's just Lag BaOmer. Is that Do people disagree with that? Do you think you're gonna make it tomorrow? Do you want? You'd rather have off? Yeah, well, I know Brad's got, but he's doing a lot for the show tonight. No, but I take it because I feel it's very important learning together as a unit, which happens to be Steigen, learning well. So we got to go, like, we got to work it out so that everyone learns together. So we're going to take tomorrow off. If it's going to be a schwach day, I'd rather not do it.
Right, so
we'll have tomorrow off, and that means we're just going to push it one day. So tomorrow, we can always do Chazara. I would suggest over the weekend that people should do Chazara the whole thing. That's going to be homework if you're feeling whatever. If you're feeling bad, I'll take tomorrow off. We expect you to have gone through from the beginning till Daf Hey, to where we're up to by Sunday, and Sunday we're going to be as normal. Okay, sorry for interrupting. But 7 minutes to there's Yosef, and followed by Parrot's Cats. Introducing Parrot's Cats. No, after he's finished. He's starting 7 minutes. Yeah, sorry. Levy's going to tell us at the right time. The real time.
Some fabric paint. And he had a few things with him. He said to him, hang on, he had these faces which were laid on Shabbos going out to the Yom.
Right.
He came to Rabbi, he said to him, what is Mile on the Mahu Lama? Can we eat some tomorrow?
Right.
So go now. Go now and come back to you.
Right.
Rav Lomaki, Samura, Hallelujah, because Rav doesn't give a sack on Shabbos to when he came back to Mahamale, So if you had, I asked you yesterday, I'd have forgotten, and I'd have given you, and I'd have told you,
that's a general rule. It's like a rule, right? You know, but it's got based on the Shama, we go back. Because this dispute over here, which we started over here, so you've got to go back. Yeah, good. Cross reference stuff. Go back to the beginning. We said, I'm like, look, it's like, Bates should know the Shabbos of the Yom Tov. That was after when we started. Rabbi Yochanan said it's good. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Rabbi said that there's enough that goes like Rav in three places, whether it's the Kuro Lachon.
I remember while we booked yesterday, we remember how we finished up yesterday. This is referencing the Gemara here. Remember you wrote it on? So this is where we that the conclusion of that. We said the halacha is like Rav in these three cases. So we will just cross reference it over here. So this is number one.
So I have forgotten that there's three areas where it goes like Rav.
Yeah, exactly.
The first one.
I would have forgotten the exception bit, which is very normal, right? So he's like, oh, yeah, it's fine. Hey, what's the shaila, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav? I'll lock Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. Okay, so that was that, and now we're gonna get into a little side point within Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Yeah, but and then we're gonna get back to the other people, the sacking of Rav.
Right. You can't use them to light. The next day on Yom Tov.
Right.
The other thing, don't bring the beta where I Don't bring in dates where I allow it.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't use this with my head against me.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
What is my time of date permission?
Yeah.
The Yoma Nami Laguma. On the day it was made, it was right. Satirically hard to prove.
Right.
The Loka Sherry Lubaka, but nevertheless, we just postpone it.
Because I disallow egg on the first day of the day, but I allow egg on the second day, because I disallow egg on the first day. Yeah, exactly. You got back.
In Shari, if you had allowed it the next day, the name of your name, you might have thought that on the day itself, there would be a Shari. Only because of Shabbos, being previously, that you allowed it the next day. Someone Marvel Alaya makes some problems, and someone then adds potatoes into it, the masikin, and then he lights it up. Now he's turning over the sir wood, the caven,
which is a problem.
The only basis on that, which that should be okay, is if the rod makes the rest heter, so everything is a heter. However, you've got a problem with that because that's how we're not having Surah Al-Hakila. But that would be equivalent to I'm going to say, honey,
fire, you saw the big one. No, you finished one bit.
That is where the Isura for the A-Tape. So that over there is where the object exists, and it still moves. It's the next stage.
Right.
So if you say there's something to say, don't bother because
that will matter.
Yeah, it'll be available the next day. However, half a firework,
right?
And they're coming Isura to it's going to be burnt up. It's going to be burnt up.
So seeing it's going to be burnt up, and it's not going to exist tomorrow, they can't quite use it tomorrow, so we don't apply this tomorrow. Kali, we need to call you burnt.
Kali is syrup.
It surely burnt the problem. The
oh, it's going to be gone.
Right.
Meaning again, then in that case, you can do that.
That's the point. It is possible. There's two reasons why it would be off, right? It's either Yamaritsu or if it's Sissi, or because of Honor. It's the only reason why it would be off. Because the only reason why it would be off is because it's only five in the one day.
It's the first one. Honor.
Yes. Yeah, because only two has a very option.
Yes.
Because there's no reason to go. Because separate day, separate entity, it's a different day. And it wasn't a big, as you know, the answer for Shabbos. It's a big, one yesterday. Okay, fine. You set down.
Yosef, the real time has been told to us by Lev. Is that you're on? 15 seconds. You're on. You know you're on. Hopefully, most of the time we'll join for England. We'll just get on for you. Let's see.
Where am I going?
From Dallas, Base. till Hey Ahmed Bey's four lines in. So what's my going back?
Great, not for me. Okay, it's fine. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah.
The Itzra. So we have a brisa. Shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shmuel damet Ravayu noileg. Even though when we have 2 days of Yom Tov, we said it would be mutter because of manasha. Here we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and both Rabbi and Shmuel would say that an egg that was born on either day would be us on the other day. So Tznan, as we have in the Mishnah, Roshona Hayu Mekavim Edus Kodesh Kol Hayom. Originally, they would accept Edus all day. Pamachas, but one time, Nishtahu HaEdim Lavo, the Edim were tardy in coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Niskalkel HaLevim B'Shir, and the Levim messed up in the Shir Shal Yoy. So, his Kiddush, so they made a Tekana, Shlo Yehayu Mekavim Es HaEdus Ela Adam Mincha, that they won't accept Edus after Mincha, or they'll only accept Edus until Mincha. And if the Edim happen to come after Mincha, and onwards, then they would establish that day still remains Kodesh, even though there's no Safek. And the next day would be Kodesh. So Amar Rabba comes along and says, Miskanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'ileh, from the time that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai took away this din of that they could only accept Edus until Mincha, then Beitz of Muteris, then the egg would be Muteris. So Tznan, when the Beitz of Midrash was destroyed, his skin of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, then Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made it, you become Edus Achodesh Kol Hayom, that again we would accept Edus all day. So Amalei Abaya, comes along, comes back to Rav and says, "Vaha, Rav Shmuel, Damat Ravai, Beit Asurim." But we learned that Rav and Shmuel said it's Asa. So Amalei, so Rav says back to Abaya, "Amin elcha ana Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. I taught you saying of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, who's a Tana, that Amas li Rav Shmuel." And you bring me Rav and Shmuel, who's an Amorim, right? What's the kasha? However, says the Gemara, Rav and Shmuel kasha masnisa. However, we have to answer up that according to Rav and Shmuel, there's still a kasha on this Gemara, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Why? Because halan halahu. When Rav and Shmuel said it was Asa, that was talking about in Luchos Laretz. But this Mishnah of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was talking about in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because in Bavel, nothing changed. There was always 2 days. Before the Tekana, after the Tekana, there were still 2 days. In Eretz Yisrael, it changed. So therefore, that's why the egg is mutter in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yosef, I met, but Rav Yosef has different terrors, and he says, Amma mitzkaus Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'ele, beitz asura. Actually, it's not different terrors. He just says, even after the Tekanus of Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, the egg is still asa. My timer, what's the reason? Because Havad Davish of a Minyan, because this is something that was established with a basin. The called Davish of a Minyan, Sarah of a Minyan, Achalehatiu. And anything that was established with a Minyan needs another Minyan to come and be mutter it. So Rav Yosef says, Mana Minala, how do we know this principle of Davish of a Minyan, Sarah, Davish of a Minyan, Achalehatiu? Because it says in the pasuk, Lecha emor lehem, go and say to them, Lech emor lehem, go and say to them, Shuvu lehem leoyah leichem, go and tell them to go back to their tents. And we'll see what that means later. Va'oime, and we have another pasuk that says, Mashuch ha'yovel, the blowing of the shofar, Hema, they ya'alu bahara, they would go up to the mountain. So that's two pasukim. Vahatanya, and we have a brisa that says Kerem Ravoi Hayalohilalu Yerushalayim. They would bring up the Kerem Ravoi to Yerushalayim as long as Mohilech Yom Echa Lachotzad, as long as they were 1 day's journey away from each direction. The Zuhi Tachuma, and this is the boundaries. Elat min Hatzafon, Elat from the north, Kravos min Hadroim, and Kravos from the south, Lud min Hamariv from the west, Lud from the west. and Yarden min Hamizrach, and Yarden from Mizrach. Ba'ima Ola. And Ola said, B'tema Rabba Bar Rav Chana, but some people say it was Rabba Bar Rav Chana. I'm Rav Yochanan. My time, what was the reason that if they were one day's journey away, they would have to bring up these fruits? K'dei la'ateh shukei yurishlah b'peiris, in order to beautify the shuk with fruit. V'hatanya, on that we have another brisa, tells us, k'ravai hayalo l'Rav Eliezer, that Rav Eliezer had k'ravai from the Mizrach, loyd besad k'far tevi, Lod, which was on the side of Far Tevi, b'kesh la'afkiro l'niyim, and he wanted to be mafke it for the niyim. So even though this reason of Hateres Yerushalayim didn't apply, nevertheless he still wanted to do it, right? Because he thought the Takana was still in place. But Amru Loi, so they said back to him, the Talmidim said back to him, Rebbe. They've already passed in on this. V'havrecha, your friend, v'atiruhu, and he was muttering. You don't have to do it anymore. So it says the Gemara in brackets. Man havrecha, who is your friend? It's Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's actually Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. So we see anyway from all of these things that Taimu, the reason why these were muttering is because nimnu. It's because they passed on it. Halon nimnu, they wouldn't do it. Loi. So therefore we see that once you have a takana with a minion, it needs another minion to be muttered. Says the Gemara, my va'ime.
Oh,
Rabbi Yosef is the reason. Maybe after the answer, it's not a stereo.
Right.
There's an explanation why it's not a stereo.
Yeah.
Could you read Rabbi Yosef both ways? Could he say, you need another vote, you need another counting, but yeah, there wasn't one. Historically, there wasn't one.
Yeah.
Or you could say the other way around, that there was a recounting.
Well, I think there was a recount.
And therefore it's muta.
No.
No.
Okay.
Well, not right now. So he says it's also like Rabbi Shmuel, but for another reason. Okay. So my section here is just explaining all the different psukim, why he needed three different psukim and the braisa, which Yosef had read earlier. So the Gemara asks, my v'amar, on the second pasuk that was brought, why did he say, and it was said, i.e., why do we need a second pasuk? Hachikamah, mich di kitiv ha'u nuchunim l'shloshet yamim al tikshu al isha. We've got another pasuk that says, I think this was before Matan Torah, that says that you mustn't be with your wives 3 days before, so that should be tahar. And then you've got the second pasuk that was brought in the previous draft. Amur lahem shuvu lahem le'oilachem. So why do we need then that second pasuk? Once we're ready now for 3 days, you had to be separated. We didn't need a third pasuk. We could have counted 3 days ourselves. Shmamina kol davash v'minyan, tzaret minyan acher lahatire. So from there, that's Zoraya. So that's why we needed the first one. But you could also kash on that. V'chi taima n'mitzvah v'inehu. You could say that this was only because there's a tzivoy to be with your wives. What happens if it's not at Sibu? It's only to be mat or something. To Ata, Tashma. That's why we need the second pasuk, because we got in relation to that another pasuk. Vimshocha yoivel hema yalu bahar. That with the blowing of the shofar, that could go back onto the har. Michdi kitiv. Since now we've got another pasuk that says gamatzonu baka al yiru el mol haharahu, that the cows and the sheep were not allowed to graze on the mountain. Bimshoch Hayovel Lameli. So why did we need the pasuk Bimshoch Hayovel? Shmamina Davash Minyan Sarich Minyan Acher Lahatire. So now we've got a case where we needed the second pasuk, which teaches that even though it wasn't a tzivoy, it's just to be matir something. Mahani Mili Bedoraisa. But both of those cases are Doraisa. It's from Hashem himself. Maybe we can say Durabonon lo. Tashma kerem revai. Maha kerem revai Durabonon. Vakama lai kabal nimnu alicha chabaricha v'tarichu. So there from kerem revai, we certainly see that there was a recounting, and that is something that is a vote on. So yeah, all of us just thinking, yeah. So why did we need the first pasuk? We learned the second and the third. Right. So why the first?
The first one wasn't conclusive because you could say that the reason it was
for a tzivoy. So why bring that one at all? Just bring the one on.
No. It could be true. We're just saying you could. It's not a conclusive. We're just saying.
No, but you're saying why don't you take the second one? It is conclusive.
But if you first one, yeah, but we do this, but this is the structure of Mishnah, we say a first thing, and then if you have a problem with that, I'll bring you a conclusive point. Mm-hmm. It could be that is the real reason at the end of the day. It's a format of a brisa. This is very unusual that I've been actually doing this. And this is where the Gemara works. We bring a list of proofs, and then we say, what's the problem with this one? We say, this one's not good enough, it doesn't do it, so we bring another one.
That's true.
The way it works.
That's true,
we still have a kasha. We don't have a kasha anymore.
They're not reinforced.
Why did it need this historical? Why did he talk about the thunder and lightning on Har Sinai? What did we learn from that?
Shouldn't rot in the Torah. Therefore, it's superfluous.
It's telling the events that happened on Har Sinai, and through seeing the events that happened on Har Sinai, we see this principle. It's not coming to teach us that. We see this principle in the Torah. Now, you may say it's for something else, so therefore it's not conclusive for what we need, so then we bring another proof.
It's also got
you bring Gemara concepts and you're applying it, you know, you've got to just get the big guys back later.
V'chi taima baitza nami imnoi ala Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai v'sharuha. So perhaps we can say that there was a second counting on Beitza, and even Rabban, and from the time of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was permissible. Ki imnu a eidus, a Beitza lo imnu. Now, Gemara says they only did a recount, a revoting on eidus, on Ria, but not on Beitza. Amalei Abaya, atu Beitza b'minya. Ki have Beitza, ba eidus talai milta. Itzar Eidus, Itzar Beitza, Ashtara Eidus, Ashtara Beitza. So Abaya says, no, well, it's actually connected. Once they voted on Ria, so by implication, they also voted on Beitza. The one's dependent on the other.
Right. Well, you don't need a vote on the eight. You could say maybe true. Good, what we're saying, I hear what you're saying, but we don't have to say that, but it's the one's dependent, that's good.
Dependent, right. Yeah. So, Rav Ada v'Rav Shilma, Tarvehu Michti Kluchis, both of them came from Bay Kluchis, Amrei. Af mitakonat Rav, so this is a third way of understanding it, yeah? That Af mitakonat Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai v'Eilech, Beitza Asura. Like Rabbi Shmuel, but maybe a different reason, and a different reason to Rabbi Yosef as well. My timer, Maharaya Yavane Beit HaMikdash. So when the time that we will come to rebuild the Beit HaMikdash, V'yamru, Ashtakat Milo Achalnu Beitza, V'yom Tov Shaini, Ashtanami Noichol. So they will come to say that just like last year, we did not eat the egg. Now we can eat the egg. But they wouldn't have known or wouldn't have been well known to them that the reason was last year was because it was two separate days and you could apply the Mamanashan. Now we've lost out on the Mamanashan because it's one long Kedushas here. That's why we could eat. Now we lose the Mamana Shach. Now we can't eat. But then on that logic, you can say the other way. Aidas Nami Lo Nakaba. My timer. Mahiri Yavane Beit HaMikdash Va'amru Ashtachat Mi Lo Kabalnu Aidas Achwedesh Kula Yom Kula Ashtanami Nakabel Achihashta. So you can say that just over last year, we didn't accept the Ria until Mincha. So we did until Mincha. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to accept them the whole day. Mm-hmm. And if we do accept them the whole day, then it's going to be...
So that basically, the point to your logic, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai would never have permitted it. Because the same problem...
The same problem would exist with us, and by inference, mm-hmm. that would mm-hmm. then have followed, yeah? But now you could make the chiluk hasam aidas mesura lebeisdin beitza lechol mesura. That here in the second kasha brought a kasha on. That's a matter for beisdin.
Right.
We can be so met that the beisdin is going to get it dropped. It's something that's given over to all of us.
Right.
They weren't so confident.
Good. We're going to stop here. On Sunday though, you can do the chazara though. You can finish off.
Chazara of what?
Of this, because you're only doing now.
Yeah.
So to go off the Monday again, we'll finish it off on Sunday, the last bit.
Yeah.
So off tomorrow, Sunday, but if you want to do it on Sunday, we'll do it on Sunday morning, it's faster. If you want to do it on Sunday morning, we'll finish it off.
Fine.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Well done. That was a tricky bit. That was good. Wonderful. Call the world to Ferenc Katz.
And also thank you, Yusuf, for your encouragement about getting other people to do it. So much better. But you have to have it clear to give it all. Yeah, it's Baruch Hashem. That's it. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Very good. Baruch Hashem.